Hi, Pisces. This is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. It is for Pisces sun, moon, and rising sign. And the astrology is very consistent from last week. So I'm going to finish the, I'm going to go over the astrology for this week, and then we're going to get into the tarot cards. There's always an extended reading for those of you who want to join me for, continue the message with me, or join me for a deeper reading. That link is below. Or you can join my Unbound membership and get all of the channel perks, as well as unlimited access to all of the extended readings and exclusive content that I only post over here. So I hope you'll consider that too. If you'd like to join me for a daily tarot card reading, Monday through Friday, I go live on my second YouTube channel. It's called Astrology Motivation, and I'll attach the link above. Pisces, check that out. We can live chat as I do a general reading. It's just really cool. And then last but not least, please remember to subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. I upload a new Pisces video every single Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, so you'll get notified as soon as that comes out. Let's get into the astrology. So Pisces, the astrology for this week is... it's consistent with last week. You still have that beautiful Neptune, still has that beautiful sextile to Pluto, as well as this really dynamic. There's a trine to, I believe, the South Node. There's an interesting dynamic between Neptune and the South Node and the North Node, which lets me know that you're in a transitional period in your life where the challenges may be... are you sticking to your comfort zone a little bit too much? Are you staying where you've always stayed, where you formulated a comfort zone, which is really wonderful? But the theme of this week is, you, like, if you want to see change in your life, you have to be the change in your life. If you want to, for things to go a different way, you have to do things a different way. And a lot of times we want things to go a different way, and we're working really hard, not getting anywhere, because we're trying new things, but we're doing it in the same way with the same mindset. So there's just this aspect of, well, what is it if I want to see motion, if I want to see movement in my life, if I want to see progress, then what is it exactly that I have to do to make the process happen? There is a comfort zone, though. There is a comfort level, almost a sense of peace that's coming between you and where you used to be, which is really actually good. So there could be almost a spiritual strategy there when it comes to you guys right now. Just being happy with what you are, appreciating what you are. And in that case, I say that's exactly the kind of mindset that'll actually help to create momentum and progress in your life, because that's the kind of energy that moves us all forward, is when we're just happy and settled with where we are and allow the flow to kind of take over you and teach you or inform you on which direction to move forward on. So, Pisces, let's get into the cards. What message do you have for Pisces, please? What message do you have for Pisces? What message do you have for Pisces? What message do you have for Pisces? Peace, be peace. And that kind of just falls into your lap. There's also a sense of balancing or making peace. You can take this to wherever you want to take it, making peace, creating peace, or a sense of balance and tranquility, which is really, I love that energy for you. This is Libra energy too, so it could have to do with peace in partnerships or finding that sense of belonging or people that you're around that you really trust. There's more going on here. Use your mind wisely. So this is when pigs fly. Okay. And then make your dreams real. You're always hard at work at something. That's true. I don't know if you're dealing with a Scorpio, but there seems to be something that is a little bit dynamically, oh, I thought this was impossible, but, or I thought making peace with this person or this situation was going to be impossible. And yet, when I open myself up or kind of open myself up to allowing the universe to take me where it will lead me, there is a sense of peace and tranquility here. Make your dreams real is about being you being hard at work, manifesting a specific set of dreams. But to be honest with you, I don't see that happening for you this week. What I see happening for you this week is a bit of pulling back, a bit of pulling back with the aggressiveness that you have in the past sought something out. How aggressive you've gone after things in terms of your ambitions. I see you pulling back a little bit. Even, I don't even know if it's to observe. For some of you, it could be. But no, I feel more it's like I'm tired. I'm tired and I'm sick of not getting anywhere. And maybe that is because where I am right now, being here, is the best place that I could be at this time. And beyond that, I don't really need to... I don't really need or want for anything. This is a really interesting behavior because let me get you the exact date. Next Tuesday, on the same day as the new moon, Neptune will go into retrograde. And Neptune retrograde can be a difficult time, especially for Pisceans, because we don't have as much, like you don't have as much of your dreams to buffer you. Dreams as in fantasies, ways to lose yourself, or it takes more to get yourself there. So ultimately there's a lot of, during the Neptune retrograde, you'll see every year there seems to be a need to take life easier. Because it's more difficult to deal with life when we don't have our fantasies to sort of buoy us, if you will. Fantasies are not just a form of escapism. They're a natural way for our brain to process stress or relieve stress in and out of every day. So when Neptune gears up to go into retrograde, which you guys are probably feeling already, there is this sense of like kickback of, okay, I don't want to push it so hard. So please enjoy yourself right now. We're gearing up to the summer. Slow down. That's a good thing to do. Slow down to actually gain insight on where to make the smart moves instead of the difficult moves, instead of pushing too hard, because that won't work and that will exhaust you a great deal. You may be feeling a little bit more, almost like less motivated, but this isn't lack of motivation. This is actually you just feeling that you have to not put so much pressure on yourself right now. And that's the truth. Because not putting that pressure on will go along with that natural flow of things instead of put you into the situation where you're feeling disappointed in yourself for reasons that are beyond your control. So make your dreams real. This is about working smart, not working hard, and not questioning so much, especially not yourself. This is highly recommended right now. Pisces. The best tool in your wheelhouse right now, Pisces, is neutrality. And neutrality. And yeah, allowing yourself to not push so hard. We have believe in yourself. So this is, you've planted the seeds. In other words, it's not even that you're deciding not to work hard. It's that you have worked hard. And ultimately, if you over-groom or over-cultivate your land or irrigation, you drown it. So there's a sense of believe in yourself and what you've already planted. This is Virgo energy. Now is the time for you to start just working pedantically and allow yourself to go day by day. You've already put the plan in place. You've already gotten the momentum rolling. All the momentum continues to roll, so your contribution is simply to secure your contribution to that energy flow every day and believing in what you planted and that it will come. So this is actually more peaceful too. Virgo energy is about working smart, not working hard. And it is about sort of just showing up for the daily routine. And that's what you need right now. And faith that you've already planted the seeds and that whatever is coming. Faith is really easy for you guys right now too, or it should be, because of that beautiful sextile between Pluto and Neptune. The sense of dynamic change through faith. By having faith, okay, I've already done the hard work, so I can just kick back so much on my intensity. Let me show up, you know, on automatic for work, and then allow yourself to sort of take it easy, be more calm, and let the world around you be your fantasy or be your retreat, sort of running on automatic. This is confirmation, because this is Cancerian energy usually, but it's slow and steady wins the race, which is you, something that you've done, Pisces, you can feel really confident in. Yes, that now it's just step by step, and you don't have to go fast in terms of your effort. If you catch a wave, that will take you far. If you catch a current, that will take you far, but it's only by relaxing and not flailing all over the place or working too hard. So take it easy, because yes, it's confirmed. You absolutely have worked hard enough and put something into play that is kind of going to work for itself right now. And all it needs is your daily kind of grooming to keep it along, but don't get in its way or do too much. And that's where the confidence comes in. Embrace the in-between. So embrace this period of not much happening, because the truth is, Pisces, right now is when everything is happening. This is also Libra energy. So there's a wonderful essence of peace this week for you, of not lack of expectation. It's none of it's negative. It's peaceful. It's acknowledging that this week is a transitional period where it's not very active, and you don't have to worry about being very active. My God, the abundant universe will provide. That's Taurus energy. So, you have the resources. And this is 10, right? This is fulfillment of a journey. So this in-between stage is leading to this fulfillment of a journey, and the resources are there. And there could be an increase of material resources or just pleasure, just being able to allow yourself to enjoy. There doesn't even seem to be a sense of overindulging with you this week. You've set yourself up really nicely. I definitely have to congratulate you, because you've set yourself up so nicely where things are easy for you. Say, be grateful for that. Don't doubt it or doubt yourself or am I being too... No, like get those thoughts out of your head. You're not being easy on yourself. You've done all the hard work. And so now you're just like able to row the oar every once in a while and keep up that flow. We have be at home, so be close to home. Maybe not interested in traveling or recognizing that you have everything you want right there. Or that, you just feel really comfortable with where you are right now. This could be also family, being around family or traveling back home. Wherever you consider home is where you are right now, or where you should get yourself to, so that you can relax into the flow and be surrounded externally by protection and people that you trust, instead of having to worry about it yourself. In some ways, this is almost like a summer hibernation, which I know sounds a little bit intense, but it is. It's a summer hibernation where you're not going into full hibernation mode, of course not, but you're letting yourself wind down. And it's so ironic. And that's how you get things to move quickly. This time is going to fly by. And what this is telling me is that for the next week, or it's setting you up for the next few weeks to really have a pleasurable experience and enjoy yourself, and just actually enjoy yourself through these simple ways of not asking for too much. It's just finding that you have yourself kind of surrounded by everything you want to surround yourself with, and enjoying the moment. Okay. Does this involve any specific people or... life is speeding up, Gemini. Gemini energy will intensify as soon as Venus drops into it. So that could be just starting to connect through friendship with people. Pisces. What am I not picking up on? This is your energy. So it's ascending to a higher level, realizing that now you're on the uptake. Also, allowing yourself to separate from those fantasies that you've had in the past, or realize what was delusional and what was not, and find a comfort level in rising to the reality of the situation. You are busy, but like I said, it's a day by day busy. Capricorn is about assessing things on a daily basis, or scheduled practical application to things. Or you could have taken a position or be offered a position that helps you to accelerate your life or to advance to the next stage in your career. That's a good thing. Spend a lot of time outdoors is really important for grounding yourself. Also a sense of feeling safe and protected. And then we have messenger spirits coming in. Watch for the skies. A lot of animal totems will be coming to you within this energy to deliver different kind of messages. But intuitively, you'll be very connected with nature, and you'll be getting a lot of messages through the natural world. That has to do with your conductivity and your flow. That's all going to be that you're very perceptive and open to it all now, because it's just so natural for you. We have 9, which is completion of a cycle or coming to an end of a situation. I think you're ready. You're definitely ready, and maybe ready to move forward. You might even be ready to actually move in with somebody or take a leap of faith when it comes to love or companionship or connectivity and where you belong. So it's not necessarily like you're jumping into the travel or going someplace right now, but it's you're getting comfortable with and understanding, I feel good about this. Sagittarius energy is about traveling, so there could be about traveling to see relatives, family, like I said, to go back home, or to travel to see somebody that you are in love with, going back and forth. And that may actually bring you guys to a realization that you're ready to move in with each other. This could also signify that you need variety in your relationships, and there's a handsome, beautiful foreigner coming into your life, or just that you need to be introduced to different people right now and not necessarily settle down with one or the other. So that could be really what's going on with Pisces right now, is this sense of, especially for cross watchers, if you feel your Pisces having separated from you a little bit, it might be because they are curious about looking into other relationships. And Pisces, this is actually something you should, if you're in a situation to do that, open yourself up to right now in this energy, because it's time to have fun. Yeah, it's time to be playful and talk to different people, which sounds weird because it's like, but I'm going home. But that's the thing, it's like you feel comfortable in the situation that you are, and so you can branch out, you know, to different people, because you're in a place where you feel extremely comfortable. Sagittarius energy is all about expansion, especially expansion when it comes to this love relationship. I don't know what that means, but it could be in some ways for you expanding your family. Getting closer to different parts of a family, the family that you haven't been close to before, creating associations or links with parts of your family that you didn't know very well. This is sort of a discovery time. We could think about Sagittarius energy, ninth house energy, travel, discovery, open expansion for who loves you and who family is. So this could be about getting connected to or realizing yet new members of your family or different branches of your family that you hadn't realized before. I feel like you're starting to realize a lot of things now that you hadn't in the past. Information is coming to you in ways that you didn't expect it. And I'd like to know how you would be processing this information. Hold on. What is this information coming in? Or you're talking, because birds can represent chatting too, so this is a very social time for you. The Magician is here and Virtue is here, Three of Wands, which is making something happen, or your ship's coming in. So something that you have been working on, like I said, it's you've been working on it, you've already worked on it, and the ships are now coming in. But so this is a good message, or a message of prosperity and abundance. But we have Five of Wands here that has to do with a lot of competition. But that could also just mean there are a lot of options out there for you, or competing interests that you should allow yourself to be open and explore within this week. So not settling down for any one or the other, or you might be putting yourself out there for a lot of different options or opportunities, which is really good because you're sort of throwing your net wide. Let's go to the extended. I'll see you guys there.